After the deaths of Michael Brown and Eric Garner, unarmed black men killed by police officers, Charlotte lawmakers are once again reevaluating how police interact with the minority communities they serve. The city council met yesterday evening to discuss a possible anti-racial profiling law. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports there's little agreement on what it would actually do, if anything.
About an hour and 45 minutes into the city council's dinner meeting, about a dozen protesters marched out of the room. They held signs that read, "Stop racial profiling," and
"Black Lives Matter, okay, I'm gonna ask Jonathan Farrell."
They were referencing Charlotte's own high-profile killing of an unarmed black man last year. 24-year-old Jonathan Farrell was shot 10 times by a white CMPD officer while seeking help after a car crash. That officer is now charged with manslaughter. The meeting was partially in response to Farrell's death and Michael Brown's. The city council is considering passing an anti-racial profiling law with the goal of reducing long-simmering tension over police targeting of minorities, especially black men. But there was no agreement on what it would contain, whether it should be a law or a non-binding resolution, or even what the meeting should have been about.
By my interpretation of being here, was supposed to be to seriously drill down and talk about a proposed ordinance. What I saw was a good presentation by the police chief.
State Representative Rodney Moore has led the push for the law to put checks on police surveillance and limit racial profiling. He wants Charlotte to serve as a model for the state, but council members never discussed that proposal during the meeting. A presentation by Police Chief Rodney Monroe comprised nearly the entire 2 hours. The chief explained that CMPD policies already cover what Moore wants in a law.
Stop data, use of force, pursuits, complaints, raids, search packages, and voluntary consents are reviewed on a regular basis. We have assessors that come from all over the country.
Monroe says the department has two upcoming changes. It'll start tracking complaints of racial profiling, which it currently doesn't, and offer to purchase body cameras for all officers in January. Many of the about 100 in attendance didn't feel like that's enough to prevent discrimination.
Well, it happens. It happens on a daily basis. It happens to a lot of black and brown people in this county, a lot of poor people.
Eddie Thomas is a criminal defense attorney who heard about the meeting on TV.
And so we're not talking about what they're not allowed to. We're talking about the fact that it happens. And what is Mecklenburg County going to do? What is the CMPD going to do when officers get out of line?
Yes, the police, there are some young officers that do need diversity training and that do need to learn how to handle certain situations.
Evelyn Mills came out with a different take.
And I just feel like, you know, we're making strides.
City staff has to make strides on the new law before presenting a draft to the city council in January. After last night's meeting, even the council didn't have a firm idea what direction they'll go. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.